ad hoc, ad loc, and quid pro quo. So little time, so much to know.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves.
Is all I need to ease my troubled mind. Just one smile is all I need to reassure and satisfy. Just one more chance is all I need. All I need, all I need. And you will see the change in me if I try. Just one smile is all I need, and I will try once more. Just one more chance is all I need, all I need, all I need. And you will see the change in me if I try. To hear you laugh again and see you smile. Just one more chance is all I need. All I need, all I need. And you will see the change in me if you put your trust in me.
I believe that the true representative snapshot of what's going on within the music scene of any generation or genre can be found low in the charts, if not completely being ignored by them. For every top 10, there's hundreds that fail to get even noticed, but within there lies the gold, but unfortunately not the gold record. A label that had its share of both the gold and the forgotten was Decca. Despite being the home of the Rolling Stones, the label was thought of as a bit conservative and stuffy. 1965 saw them launch a subsidiary, Derrum, their home for the more adventurous releases, a place for either mainstream or oddball. That being the subject of this Vinyl Garage, the late 60s music of Decca and its subsidiary, Derrum Records. We started things off this week with The Mainstream and One More Chance by The Outer Limits from 1967, charting just barely inside the top 100. And next, one of the oddballs, The Time Box and their tale of alien invasions and baked jam rolls. Their last single from 1969 that didn't chart.
2 dozen Martians came down to Earth and landed quite near my house. They planned to bring the world to its knees with a weapon by Leader Klaus. You'd better watch out for Klaus. Back on the Martians invented a weapon quite deadly in spite of its size. And galloping Klaus at the head of the band was planning a big surprise. You'd better watch out for your eyes. This
the darkening sky. Ooh, and his eyes held tears, and as the thunder nears, he takes a step and he cries. Oh my God, living alone, made up his mind it was time to go home. And he knew it, he knew.
Once he dreamed and now he's dead.
Glass house red, splinter red. He was a lonely man, how his life was planned. He never saw the way that things could be. On his retirement day, a man with a greenhouse came. Things would be different, he could see. Work was his life, life was his pain. Mustn't let people think they were to blame. And he knew it, he knew.
Once he dreamed and now he's dead.
Glass house green. little tears, and as the thunder nears, he takes a step and he cries.
Thank you.
Were an Australian four-piece band who, after leaving Down Under for England, provided three singles for Decca before returning home. One of which, Glasshouse Green Splinter Red from 1968, saw no chart action. None of their singles were released outside of the UK, Australia, or New Zealand. The 23rd Turnoff was a Liverpool band originally named the Kirksbys by the Cavern Club's Bob Wooler. Taking their name from a motorway sign on the M6, the Turnoff surprisingly considered their Liverpool lineage a negative, adopted the London psych scene, and recorded only one single as such for Derham in 1967, Leave Me Here, the B-side to that 45. The end was a Rolling Stone Bill Wyman-produced project that released one LP and one single for Decca in 1968. The single Shades of Orange is considered a psychedelic classic. The 45 was released around the time of the Stones' Satanic Majesties LP and featured Charlie Watts on tabla. 1968 Decca release 53 Summer Street by the London band Turquoise was pure psych pop gold. But unfortunately, it was not a psych pop gold record.
Yeah. with your sweet dose. Now feeling like a ghost. Bring it up, let's have it now. Yeah. Don't you know I need it all the time? Fix me up with your sweet dose. Now feeling like a ghost. Now my head is really spinning. Maybe now I'll show some willing to help me do the housework. Pick up the dirt. Bring it up, let's have it now, girl. Don't you know I need it all the time? Mix me up with your sweet toast. Now feeling like a ghost. Whoa, 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 time.
Thank you.
There were three bands, each of which releasing only one single on Decca or Darum, in which we highlighted the flip side. The Blue Stars, one word, was a New Zealand garage band that has the distinction of being the first from that country to be signed to Decca, but only for one single. Please Be Kind, backed with I Can Take It. We heard the latter, the B-side. The single was recorded at Auckland's Radio Theatre, home of the city's symphony orchestra. The band snuck in, recorded four tracks before the orchestra returned, two of which became that single. The Tintern Abbey, other than being a 12th century Welsh church, was also a British psych band who released one single for Darum, which promptly went unnoticed. Strangely enough, it's the 45's B-side that became their best-known cut, Vacuum Cleaner. The last of the Decca Darum one-and-done club was The New Breed, not to be confused with the U.S. band of the same name. We heard Unto Us, again, the B-side. Here's a good place to pause and say, you're listening to The Vinyl Garage before moving on. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Late for Matthew and son, he won't wait. Watch them run down the platform one and the 8:30 train to Matthew and son. Matthew and son, the work's never done, there's always something new. The palms in your hand, you take them to bed, you never ever flew. Been working all day, all day, all day. There's a 5-minute break, and that's all you take for a cup of cold coffee and a piece of cake. Matthew and Son, the work's never done, there's always something new. And you take them to bed, you're never ever through. But they've been working all day, all day, all day. He's got people who've been working for 50 years. No one asks for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and the rent's in arrears. Matthew and Son, Matthew and Son, Matthew and Son, and they've been working all day, all day, all day.
Stephen's second single and title cut of his first Darum LP, Matthew and Son. The first example that everything Darum and, to a lesser extent, Decca released didn't all end up in the cutout bin. A fair amount of artists on Darum did pay off, but it was a marathon, not a sprint, to the gold record for most. Which is the sub-theme of the this Vinyl Garage. Blood from red to gray.
Dara managed two top five singles right out of the box with the moves Night of Fear and I Can Hear the Grass Grow before the band jumped ship and landed at EMI. The same thing, minus all the positive of the previous band, happened with the next artist's first three Dara singles and LP before the label dumped David Bowie. A little patience would have netted Dara Bowie's next single, released in Philips in the UK and RCA in the States, Space Oddity. Here's the B-side to Bowie's first Dara single, London Boys. The track was released as an A-side only in France.
The bell strikes another night. Your eyes are heavy and your limbs all ache. You've bought some coffee, butter and bread. You can't make a thing, 'cause the meter's dead. You've moved away. Told your folks you're gonna stay away. Bright lights, Soho, Wardour Street. You hope you make friends with the guys that you meet. Somebody shows you round. Now you've met the London boys. Things seem good again. Someone cares about you. Oh, the first time that you tried a pill, you feel a little queasy, decidedly ill. You're gonna be sick, but you mustn't lose face. To let yourself down would be a big disgrace with the London boys. With the London boys. You're only 17, what you think you've grown. In the month you've been away from your parents' home, you take the pills too much. You don't give a damn about the job you've got, so long as you're with the London boys. A London boy, oh, a London boy, your flashy clothes are your pride and joy. A London boy, a London boy, you're crying out loud that you're a London boy. You think you've had a lot of fun, but you ain't got nothing, you're on the run. It's too late now, 'cause you're up there, boy. You've got it made with the rest of the toys.
Moody Blues were a completely different band in lineup and sound after their first Decca LP, The Magnificent Moodies of 1965, an LP featuring the top 20 R&B cover, Go Now. After the release of their second LP, Days of Future Past, now issued on Derum, which featured the new and most popular lineup that added Justin Haywood and John Lodge, subtracting Denny Lane. Decca came very close to dropping the band after the poor showing of Magnificent, but decided to move them to their new Derum subsidiary. Maybe they learned something after losing Bowie. Here's the aforementioned Go Now and the first single from Days of Future Past, Nights in White Satin.
I don't want you to nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand, just what I'm going. They can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you.
up this time. I came into a scene where my dreams would get bad. And who rides with the tide? And who's glad with what it has?
On the subject of the Moody's, specifically the departure of Denny Lane, Derham signed him to a solo contract, the result of which being two singles. Neither would make any money for Lane or Derham, the first of which was 1967's Say You Don't Mind. It would be four more years until he and Paul and Linda McCartney formed Wings, a gig Denny would hold for 10 years. We heard that first single. We're closing with one of the best-selling singles of all time, the 40th, to be exact, making up a small part for all of the Derham releases that cost more to produce than what they returned to the label's checking account. Whiter Shade of Pale, the first single for Procol Harum, charting number one in the UK and number five in the States. The track was not included on the UK Procol Harum LP, but appeared on the US and Canadian versions, the latter two on Derham, the UK version on Regal Xonophone. A 2005 lawsuit filed by Procol Harum's keyboardist Matthew Fisher awarded co-writing credit to him.
Skip the light, fandango.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, stain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Right, since you went out there off the machine or something.